Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Israelites have been delivered from Egyptian bondage. They've come through the Red Sea. And they went a few days and could not find water. And they're all real thirsty now. They've been 3 days without water. Verse 23, they came to Marah. They could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Marah means bitter or bitterness. And the people did what?
Murmured.
That's different from believing God. That is the incorrect response to challenges and difficulty. If you want to go down and stay down, just gripe and fuss when you have problems. Which is why so many folks do. They don't see a miracle. They don't get answers. Why? Because they complain and they gripe and they fuss. That is unbelief. You can't gripe in faith. You can't complain in faith. Faith doesn't complain. Faith gives thanks. I've said it before, but it'll bear repetition. A phrase that has helped me, you know, doubt despairs, complains, and is sad. But faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say that another time or two. You want to say it with me?
Yes.
Doubt despairs, complains, and is sad. What if you meet somebody and they're griping and they're sad? What do you know? They are not in faith. Can't be. What does faith do? Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. I said, well, what have I got to be glad about? I got an evil report. I feel terrible. What have I got to be glad about? If you believed the Bible, you'd have something to be glad about. Because the Bible told you by His stripes, you've been healed. And with long life, He'd satisfy you. If you believe that, you could be happy anyway. You could be glad in spite of what you're dealing with. If you believe you're not perishing with this, you're coming out. So they complained and they said to Moses, what are we going to drink? Putting pressure on him. He cried to the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Can the bitter be made sweet?
Yes.
Yes. Sickness is a bitter pill. Yes. Bitterness. Can bitterness be made sweet?
Yes.
Can malignancy be made healthy?
Yes.
Can toxicity be made clean?
Yes.
And normal?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes. And how was it made? He showed him a tree. You read any other scriptures about the tree? Oh, this is prophetic, isn't it? This is pointing toward the future. The Bible said that Jesus was hung on a tree. Remember that? He became accursed when he hung on that tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles and we could receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Was it bitter what he was taking and dealing with on the cross? Did he deal with the bitterness in our lives? It wasn't for his sin. It was our sin. It was the chastisement of our peace. And the Bible said he took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. And when they threw that tree in there, I said, when they threw that tree in there, the bitter changed. How'd he do that? Took a miracle. Right? Molecules changed. The bitter became sweet. And it just happened like that. Could bitterness in your life become sweet? You might say, boy, I got a bitter pill with my marriage. Whew. It's bitter. Got bitterness with my kids. I got bitterness in on my job. You know what they might have thought when they first rolled up here and tried to drink this? They might have thought, we need a new water hole.
Yeah.
But this water hole is bad. And we need a new water hole.
Amen. That's what they thought.
Yep. This one's bad. This one's bitter. We can't be fixed. We need a new water hole. And there's a whole lot of folk think that, you know, my marriage is bad. I need a new wife.
Yeah.
I need a new husband. I need new kids. These are crazy. I need a new job. I need a new boss. This is terrible. This is bad. I just need a new one. That's the only fix for this. No, it's not the only fix. We serve a God who can make the bitter sweet. Don't we? He did it. He does it. No, don't be ready to throw stuff away. God puts you in some of these situations. You might not have made the best of them. You might have made mistakes. They might have made mistakes. But no matter how bitter and awful it is, you need to believe God that He can make it sweet.
Yes, sir.
I've seen it again and again. Now keep reading. He did it. And the waters were made sweet. And He made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there He proved them. Now, this is covenant language. If you study it, you'll find that some of these words are used interchangeably with covenant. But I'm going to show you other scriptures that actually use the word, but He established something. Can you tell this is not just a fleeting thing? It said He established something. He made a statute and an ordinance, and He proved, listen to the language. He said, they're all lapping up the sweet water. Their thirst is quenched. They're satisfied. They know they are in the presence of the miraculous. This was impossible to drink just seconds ago. And the Lord spoke to them. He said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, if you'll do that which is right in His sight, if you'll give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this is big.
Yes.
This is one of those great I am statements.
Yes.
In the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Remember Jesus said, I am?
Yes.
Remember when they came to take Him? And He said, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus. He said, I am. They all fell back on the ground. You remember that? Remember Moses when he was at the burning bush? And he said, who am I going to say sent me? He said, you tell them, I am sent you.
Hallelujah.
You am what? He am too much to say.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Huh? I am. Actually, if you've studied this at all, you'll know that the words here, when He said, I am the Lord that heals you, is one of those great compound Jehovah names. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha. Oh, this is great. How many believe God is great? Do you take His name seriously? He said, I am Jehovah. Now, you know, different scholars study years and differ about how to pronounce things. A lot of these words have to have vowels added to them to make them even pronounceable for our language. And I know other folks say Jehovah and different number of things. Of course, that kind of messes up the song, Jehovah Jireh. But suffice it to say, what does it mean? What does Jehovah mean? Jehovah means the self existent one. The great I am. What does I am mean? I exist. I am. You know why you exist? Because He am. Before you was, He is. You know why the earth is? He is. Why the sun is, the universe, because He is. And here's the thing. Didn't say He was, didn't say He will be. I am. He is. What about 10 million years ago? He is. Not He was. He is. See, time with God is not like with us. There'll be, the Bible said there's a time coming when time will be no more. Time is something we're experiencing temporally. But God is, and here's the thing, He is not dependent on anybody or anything for His existence. He is Jehovah, the great I Am, the self-existent one, who is not dependent on any other power source. Everything is dependent on Him being. Take a breath. Your heart beat again. You know why? Because He is. Reason this world turns around again. Reason the sun's still shining. All things are upheld by the word of His power. Because He is. I mean, that's saying volumes to fill the universe when He says, I am. You am what? Fill in the blank. What He is. To say all that He is? How many understand that makes sense? How would you say all that He is? Just say, He is. He said, I am. But then when He, this didn't happen all the time, but a handful of times, He takes another name and puts it with Jehovah. Oh, friends, this is important. And He says, I am the Lord who heals you. Now, when He says, I am the Lord who heals you, whoever could have a right to come along and say, no, He changed. He used to be the Lord who heals you, but the great I am was. Nobody has a right to say such a thing. The I am is. And the God who heals you is still the God who heals you, will always be the God who heals you. As long as He is the God who heals you. This is covenant. He established something here. An ordinance, a statute. This is established. What is it? I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. Say it out loud. He is the Lord who heals me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Covenant of Healing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002D. That's R2002D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.